Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial. Good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed, and welcome back, and good morning to all of our listeners. You know, Ed, once again, we get to get together and spread a little bit of hope, joy, lack of fear, a little bit of walking in faith. I mean, we don't have to walk around in fear all the time, despite what we see on the news. And, you know, it's been such an odd week watching the TV, and I'm amazed. You know, you see the debates, and I'm sure we'll talk about this at some point, and you look at Mr. Trump and Mr. Biden, and they describe two completely different worlds. You know, I mean, it's as if they are on different planets. I find that amazing. Anyway, but I'm not the hugest fan of politics anyway. But I am a fan of CHI Memorial, and thank you guys for creating a wonderful workplace. And Ed, I haven't even told you, we're growing. We get a new addition to our fold. I think it's November 1st, actually, is when she starts. So a new physician is coming to CHI Memorial, Georgia Family Practice. So we are expanding. We've actually busted down a wall. We're moving into a new space. So that's an exciting time anytime we get to grow, and I'm excited to announce that. We're still not building the hospital yet, but we still do plan on doing that. We still have everything ready. If you're sick, call in. If you're running a fever, call first. If you're just having a regular follow-up, no, just keep your visit, bring your mask, and everything is perfectly safe. Come on out. And it is a safe, probably one of the safest place you can be, actually, is our office, as opposed to, say, Walmart and Target and everywhere else. We're probably way better off than that because we clean everything so thoroughly and we're so careful. Remember that October is Breast Cancer Month. 1 in 8 women will develop invasive breast cancer in her lifetime. Early detection saves lives. The Mary Ellen Locher Breast Center offers softer mammograms and traditional and 3D mammography, which is also known as tomosynthesis, at every location, including Chattanooga, Hickson, Ooltewah, and our building, which is in Ringgold, 4700 Battlefield Parkway. Annual mammograms are recommended for women age 40 and older. If you have been told that you have dense breasts, 3D mammography may be appropriate for you. If you'd like to schedule your screening, call 423-495-4040. All right, Ed, we got to get back to you now. And, you know, last week I meant to talk about those new grips I got. It was exciting for me, probably to nobody else. But we'll have to talk about those today at some point in one of our segments. What's up with you?
Absolutely. And thank you, my friend. And I'm always intrigued by many aspects of health. And one of those is exercise. And I won't use the word gimmicky stuff because many of these things are very valuable. But sometimes we have to experiment to see that. And I am one who loves new ideas for the gym. In fact, I continue to want to talk about the blood flow restriction bands that I often on use. And I'm going to end up doing a podcast on that because the scientific literature is showing that the validity of wrapping parts of your body before you exercise to decrease blood flow for multiple positive effects. So, you know, I'm always excited to share whatever pieces of information I can that can help educate, you are, with people's own self-empowerment of health. And Nutrition World has always journeyed on that path of self-empowerment. I want to speak later a little bit in the show about my podcast, The Holistic Navigator. I did an interview with a wonderful lady, Carrie Pattison, from Natural Factors. She's a national educator on two different things. One is berberine which is an alkaloid herb that has multiple health benefits, and something that almost no one knows about for neuropathy called PEA. It's incredible. I've had about five people at this point who have used it, because almost nothing, as you know, Dr. Green, works pain relieving wise for neuropathy. And we posted a couple few things on Facebook, which I like to do, so when we talk about it, people can reference that, one of which is talking about the difference between a cardiac heart attack and a vascular heart attack. And those are two different things. And I've always talked a lot to people in the store who asked me about this issue, because it is two different aspects. And
there was an ad, CHI, I think, put out an ad about that. I think we had it on our Vital Health Radio website. Yeah, and that was actually pretty good. I tried to tell patients, it's like looking at a house. You've got electrical system and plumbing, and that's the difference. That's always the analogy I use.
That is perfect. And I always want to plug in the fact that in my world of functional nutrition, magnesium is what can help prevent some of that electrical malfunction. Mm-hmm. But we want to talk about what the World Health Organization, we posted this about how the fatality rate of COVID is much lower than they originally thought. I want to speak about beets and the amazing boost that beets will give us in something called nitric oxide.
There's a great beet dish over at Foodworks, by the way. We haven't even talked places, but Foodworks does have an... I'm not a big fan of beets, by the way, the taste, but I love Foodworks' version of beets, by the way.
Oh, good.
And I did do a great brunch there, so I had a fantastic time last week, and I hadn't been to Foodworks brunch in a long time, and they have a lot of new offerings, and it was packed, and it was loud. People having birthday parties. Yay. Life was back. It was so pleasant.
Wonderful. I'm not going to speak about it on this segment, but in the third segment, I want to talk about, and I'm going to bring this up kind of for both sides. I really was looking at the best of the best newspaper insert 2 weeks ago, one of which was to see the restaurants. Well, I went last night to a new to me, Mexican restaurant, which did get best of the best. Never heard of them ever. Did not know they existed. And I'm not going to say who they are yet, but it was truly amazing.
Oh, don't leave me hanging.
Nope, it's a cliffhanger. And so with that best of the best comment, I will have to say we have bragging rights, Dr. Green, and so does Nutrition World. We both have best of the best in the categories of our own profession.
And we are both so very thankful to everyone who voted.
Absolutely, because that is how it works. And Nutrition World has bragging rights. Dr. Green has bragging rights. And we are happy to do that, because it does mean the public is appreciative of our efforts, and it means a lot. And I think it gives people confidence who are not familiar with us. Just like, I will have to admit, I don't have the hearing that I used to have. I mean, I'm 63. I can tell that there's a certain tone I'm not hearing as well. And one of the best companies, I actually called yesterday, and I'm going to go get my hearing checked in a week. And, you know, my day's coming. Hearing aids are not something that I'm going to be embarrassed by. It just is part of the journey of getting a little bit older. I'm not old, but I am. Father Time has its ways with all of us, but I do believe that proper nutrition and lifestyle can delay the demon of father age by probably 20 years. Because I, as you, Dr. Green, I see a lot of people today that are 50 that are really about 70, and they shouldn't be, but it's their own maybe lack of knowledge, lack of discipline, lack of whatever, sometimes bad luck. But, you know, they're hobbling around like my grandparents used to when they were between 70 and 80. And most of the time it's preventable. So that's why I get up every morning to do the things that we're doing here. Oh, how's your aging going?
Well, I don't think I'm aging as fast as I should be, which I like. But I do know we were talking about it before we went on the air. And you had a lot of good gym time this week. I'm really happy with that. Like Trump would say, I feel good about it. It's quite painful. But, you know, that's just part of it. I don't know if I told you, one time I checked my CPK muscle enzymes after a night at the gym, and it was like 4,000. Should be under 200. So, yeah, I got a call from the doc going, you're dying. And then when they told me, I just laughed and said, no, that's exactly what I feel like right now, about 4,000. But, no, you know, I'm enjoying this process, I think, as we try to take care of ourselves. We're living life, having fun, living the life fiercely, as we, you know, like to talk about. And I'll encourage everybody again, just be you fiercely. That's one of my children's mottos, and I adopted that because I love it, and I think it is a very good way to live life. And I think that that type of ferocity for life, if you practice it, sometimes it's just internal. You can't see it on the outside. But that, you know, the joy in life, I think helps you age a little slower. And then there's also genetics. I mean, there are just certain people mm-hmm. groups and genetic makeup where people age much slower. But I don't know. I'm not really bothered by the aging process yet. Now, ask me again in 10 years. We'll see what I say.
Yeah, there was something of me turning the big 6-0 that was therapeutic and painful. It took me probably 3 to 4 months to come to peace with the fact that I will never be young again. But that doesn't mean that I cannot live with ferocity. I love that. And resilience and hopefulness along this journey. And, you know, it is up to us. We can read all the books we want and look at all the inspirational things, but we have to ingest it as we do food, and then it will distill down into positive effects. But it still is on our shoulders to take the steps forward.
But it does slow down that aging process, helps keep your joints and your bones healthier than they would have been otherwise, not to mention your heart and vascular system.
I remember now, we were almost out of time, but I remember so being so impressed with this study that they did. They took about 8 men who are 70 or 80 years old and put them in a protected environment of a really nice location. But what they did was everything on the wall was from their past of 20 to 30 years before. So they recreated their life as if they were 30 years younger. Hmm. They did blood work on them before they came in. They lived in this institution for 4 weeks, had a great time. You know, they didn't have to do anything hard, but they were looking at TV from 30 years ago. They were looking at their memories on the walls, all of that. And their blood work shifted to a younger level of blood work simply because of the exposure of those messages. So
crazy.
Powerful, powerful. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Valerie Johnson, a speech language pathologist. That has always intrigued me, the speech pathologist. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that is all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And we have a great guest today. It's something that I've actually been very intrigued about for most of my life. Her name is Valerie Johnson. She's a speech language pathologist with CHI Memorial. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Valerie.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
We both want to talk today about a certain topic, and it's very interesting to me because anyone who is around a lot of people, especially those who are dealing with health challenges, as Dr. Green, and I certainly hear plenty of those, Parkinson's disease, 90% of the people with Parkinson's are at a risk of developing a weak voice. And, you know, often we certainly can see that very quickly. And it can lead to serious speech and swallowing difficulties. And Parkinson's Voice Project Speech Therapy Program addresses some of these issues. Can you tell people a little bit more about that? Because I actually did not realize that a speech pathology could be that helpful to someone like this. So, yeah, let's learn more. What can you tell us, Valerie?
So the Parkinson's Voice Project is a nonprofit organization. And through that organization, they run the Speak Out program. And the Speak Out program is specifically designed as a voice therapy program for people with Parkinson's. And what it does is it trains people to take speech from an automatic task, because you and I don't really have to think about the steps involved excuse me, for a functional voice, which I'm not demonstrating right now. So taking that from an automatic task to an intentional task and a deliberate task. So what has happened when they've discovered when people with Parkinson's go from an automatic task to being very intentional and deliberate, especially with their speech, is that their voice is, one, louder, two, it is clearer, it's more intelligible, and the person who's speaking gains just a significant amount of confidence overall, because now they can participate in all these different activities where otherwise they couldn't because they weren't a functional communicator.
Interesting. And so what do we look at? I mean, a person would come to you and they would be coming like weekly and you would be teaching them? How does this frame look like?
So what happens is, first of all, we need a referral from your physician or your primary care, neurologist, ENT, anyone who's really involved with the medical management of your Parkinson's disease. Then what happens is you come in and you'll have an evaluation, most likely with me. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to see where your voice is, how everything's working, how your swallow function is as well, because that's also significantly impaired as time goes on and as Parkinson's progresses. And then I'm going to see if this is an appropriate program for you. Because if it's not an appropriate program, then, you know, we don't need to waste your time or money. So just making sure that this is appropriate for you. And then it's an intense one-on-one therapy session, first of all. So it's a two-part system. So the first part is intense one-on-one therapy. So it's, I meet with you about 3 times a week for 4 weeks, so a total of 12 sessions. And in those sessions, we work on your voice, your speech, and your cognition. And what's great is the Parkinson Voice Project gives those therapy materials to active Speak Out participants for absolutely free. So it's no cost to the participant to have those materials. And then once you make a lot of progress in those 12 sessions, we then transition you to the Loud Crowd. And that group meets on a weekly basis. And it's a wonderful group because the purpose is, one, to maintain all that progress you made in those one-on-one therapy sessions. It's also, it consists of other Speak Out graduates. So it's a great way to hold each other accountable. It's a great way to make friends. It's kind of a built-in support group and community because you're around other people who are kind of going through the same thing as you. And then it's also a great way to catch people who might need to have a little bit of a refresher in those Speak Out one-on-one therapy sessions, because Parkinson's, unfortunately, is a progressive disease.
And Valerie, as a provider, oftentimes the patients coming in are most disturbed with Parkinson's tremor. So they really hate mm-hmm. that tremor. The gait disturbances, the walking problems are an issue for them. The slowness of movement usually is not so much noticed early on. But what would you recommend both to providers, such as myself, or patients that they would look for, let's say, as the earliest signs, earliest symptoms where you might be able to help them? What would you recommend that they and the providers watch for?
That is a great question. A lot of times when people who have been diagnosed with Parkinson's really kind of look back at their symptoms and try to figure out when those first symptoms kind of happened, really it's the voice that the voice changes is really one of those first telltale signs, but it's so mild. So people just think, oh, well, my voice is just kind of getting tired, or my voice just seems a little bit more hoarse than usual. But when they kind of look back, the voice is one of the first symptoms that they realize that they had. So if you're having to tell someone to speak up more, or people are asking you to speak up or get louder, or they just can't understand you, or if your voice sounds really great at the beginning of the day, but then it's wearing out at the end of the day on a regular basis, if you're having kind of a pitch break when you're speaking, or if you're trailing off in the middle of your sentence.
Explain hitch break.
So think about boys going through puberty, so that crack in their voice. So you're talking and it just kind of either the pitch goes really high or it goes really low or the voice just kind of disappears. kind of like my voice sounded earlier when I had that frog in my throat.
Welcome to allergy season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let
and
me ask
you. Like allergy season's year round.
I know. Let me ask you a question. And that's so intriguing. I really have watched people's health for 42 years, and I've never really thought about the fact that the voice would be one of the first initial changes with Parkinson. But what about, and I know this is off this subject a little, what about the, and I don't know the medical term for this, the like the movie stars that the lady that's, you know, lived for so long with the shaky voice, I will say, and she didn't have Parkinson, but you know, they use the kind of the voice that you can't stay stable. Does I'm sure you have also services that could help someone with that, or do you?
So that's one of the components that Speak Out addresses. What Parkinson's is primarily is a reduced amount of the neurotransmitter dopamine in our brain. And the purpose of dopamine is to help our brain communicate with our muscles during those automatic tasks. So speaking, writing is an automatic task. Walking is an automatic task. Feeding yourself is an automatic task. Swallowing is an automatic task. And when you don't have enough dopamine helping with those automatic movements for those muscles become a lot, they move a lot, like on a lot smaller scale. And you can kind of see that when you talk about the gait, so that kind of shuffle gait. Or you see that with someone's handwriting, where they used to have really beautiful, legible handwriting, but now it's just so small and so scribbled because those muscles are just reduced at how much they're moving. Same thing with the voice. And it's kind of that tremor. So with the Speak Out program, what it does is it strengthens those muscles, which is why it also helps with swallowing and their swallow function and their safety of their swallow. But it strengthens those muscles, and again, that automatic task, that automatic motor system is what's really impaired. So with the Speak Out program, we tap into a different motor system, that more intentional motor system. So think about when you really have to learn something new. You have to be very intentional and deliberate with what you're doing. And so that's kind of how we retrain the brain for the speech, is being intentional and being deliberate, because speech no longer is going to be an automatic task for these participants. The goal is to teach them how to be very intentional with all of their speech.
And I would say that is a skill that hardly anyone has been taught in their lives ever. Maybe public speakers, yeah. Maybe singers, but nobody else.
Correct. And there's a term that we use. It's called using your CEO voice. And it's kind of like that, like being very intentional. You have to command the room and learning how to project your voice, learning how to be very intentional with your speech.
I love that. And Katharine Hepburn, it just came to me. That's the one I was referring to. And I think she had essential tremors.
She did. She had the essential tremor, really head and neck.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, certainly that's not uncommon. I will say, I'm always searching for ways to better myself physically and in other methods in my life. But and this has nothing much to do with what we're talking about, but I like to rant. But there's a website called, and I don't know how to pronounce it, UDEMY. And it's really cool because what they do is they have teachers on there and you can learn, like there's 1,000 subjects of all kind and you pay between $30 and $100. I signed up on this voice training about a month ago, and it is about $40, and this guy is fabulous to teach how to develop a deeper voice in 7 days or less. I'm not disliking my voice, but I always want to be better because I'm doing so much podcasting and speaking and radio show. But it showed me, Valerie, the power of exactly what you're speaking of, which is specifically addressing a training program, just like I would in the gym. If I want to strengthen my hip muscles, I would go in and do specific exercises. And that seems like what you certainly do is you with your skills and your knowledge and experience can speak to these people who need a type of program. Because, you know, you can learn how to go to the gym on your own, but generally this kind of specific program has to be with an expert like yourself. I mean, I can do this online and I'm fine. I'm not dealing with a medical condition. But
well, next week I want to hear you sound like either Sam Elliott or James Earl Jones, Ed.
Yes, sir. I will do that.
Well, that would be very nice.
So, Valerie, tell people who are listening, if they're interested, what is their next step to contact you and how does this work?
So if you're interested or you think this is going to be something you want to pursue either for yourself or for a family member or a loved one, the best way to reach us is our phone number is 423-495-5262. Our outpatient offices are at the North River YMCA in Hickson off of Hickson Pike. And my email is Valerie, V-A-L-E-R-I-E, _Johnson, JOHNSON, at memorial.org.
Wonderful. You've been so informative, and I so appreciate that. And please, if you ever get by Nutrition World, drop off some cards, because many times people are not going to write down this info, and they might tend to forget it. But it also will be on the website, vitalhealthradio.com, after about 2 days after the show will be, you know, you listen to the show. So do come by. It's been so interesting, Valerie, and thank you for taking your time to join both Dr. Green and myself this morning.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It has really been just a wonderful pleasure.
Wonderful, wonderful. It is time to take another break. When we come back, Dr. Green and I will be discussing, like we always do, a lot of good things, a little bit on the COVID. I want to talk about the Mexican place, because we both are connoisseurs of Mexican
food. And the Black Bear Festival.
And you're going to, you showed me that. Very intriguing. So that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And I did say earlier, Dr. Green, you know, I eat out a lot, and I'm also very picky about food, which is kind of a hard combination sometimes, unless you are a real detective as I am, because you can't just walk in and expect to eat healthy foods unless you are a detective. In fact, I have a podcast called The Holistic Navigator, and one of my older ones is How to Eat Out in a Healthy Way, and I give all the tips that I use. But I know that, and I said this earlier, I'm proudly bragging the fact that you and Nutrition World were in the best of the best for 2020. And I am really value sometimes the people who are in that list as far as many categories. Restaurants is one. Well, when the booklet came out for Best of the Best 2 or 3 weeks ago, I did open it and immediately go to the restaurant section. And there's a place I had never, ever heard of on under the category of Mexican food. I'm not going to really pretend to pronounce it, but it's
Taqueria
Jalisco
Anya.
Okay, but all you got to remember is Taqueria on Rossville.
And in my
Avenue.
Defense, I took French and Latin. I did not take Spanish, guys.
That sounds pretty dang good to me. Taqueria on Rossville Avenue. And the reason I'm so impressed with it is because cleanliness, the pricing was great. The taste was awesome. But when I asked the waiter, I said, can you tell me, is there any MSG or chemicals in your food? He said, I don't think so, but let me go ask the person. He goes, comes back and says, we never put one single chemical in any of our foods. Well, when I got my burrito bowl and when the other person got the fajitas, it was very obvious. This is one or two big steps ahead of quality food that I normally would get at a Mexican place. So Taqueria on Rossville Avenue, I'm huge about. And the other...
Is it Rossville Avenue? You mean Boulevard?
Nope.
Or?
Nope. I didn't
know.
I'm just
making sure.
I've lived here my whole life and was a police officer. I didn't even remember a road called
I'm
Rossville
so glad.
Avenue.
I'm like, are you saying this wrong or is it just me?
But it's close to Rossville Boulevard, but it's called Rossville Avenue, and it's easy to find. It's really not that far from Main Street, believe it or not. So it's in between Main Street and Rossville. But it's unbelievable. And if you go on an evening like Friday and Saturday, you better make reservations.
Really?
Yes. That is how busy they were.
Well, now with everything being, 50% or less capacity, it's really hard to get a place. I found out at Aaliyah, you have to call, 3 to 7 days in advance just to get a table. It's crazy. When I've tried, there's like, oh, yeah, we got a table at 9:45. No,
I mean, already asleep.
And that's like a day early.
Well, and the other two places I'm not going to talk about other than their name is Sidetrack up in Hickson. And it is actually owned by the same people who own Sugar's Ribs, used to own Canyon Grill, and the Boathouse. And a lady,
they all have great food.
Brianna, who is one of my wonderful staff people, my right hand at Nutrition World, she told me about eating there this week. And I just have to go when she explained the quality of that food. And then lastly, Canyon Grill, which I did do 3 weeks ago. Amazing for special occasions. Speaking about, you know, you're talking about the restaurants being half full, of course. Well, the World Health Organization has now admitted, as of 2 days ago, and this is posted on Vital Health Radio's Facebook, that the fatality rate for COVID is much lower than they originally expected. It's actually now, if you took all the averages out of 61 studies, is 0.23. That, I mean, you can explain that better than I. That's pretty damn low, isn't it, Dr. Green?
Yeah, it sure is.
And now that doesn't mean we don't do what we need to be doing. And it doesn't mean we don't continue on with the same protective common sense that we are. And the other thing is,
we don't want the hate mail. We're not saying not to socially distance or not to wear masks. No, that's not what we just said, or not what Ed said.
No, and you're doing everything in your office exactly right. My staff is doing everything. I mean, they're amazing how they are practicing the right practices.
Yes, and I'm still thinking if we keep doing this, we can have much lower rates of influenza, strep, colds, you know, everything. It's a distinct possibility. But again, you know, in the politics, we hear completely different points of view. It's like two different worlds. And I really don't want to get into politics. We do that all day at the office. You probably do some as well. But no, I'd rather paint a picture of hope that it's going to keep getting better. We're going to have best practice and live safer and healthier lives. And we're promoting healthy lifestyles anyway. You know, I was very glad at FoodWorks that, you know, I said it was packed, and it was actually packed. Mm-hmm. So it didn't seem quite as, you know, we were distanced enough. But it wasn't so obvious that you feel odd. Have you been in some of the restaurants where they have like one table and then there's like two blocked off with tape? And, you know, it just seems artificial. They're doing a good job now. And I think a lot of restaurants are doing a better job making it feel more natural.
Well, I did see 2 days ago being posted that data from the World Health Organization and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows that influenza numbers have dropped drastically during the pandemic. And in some weeks, there was almost non-existent, which has not ever happened before. I mean, people get flu sometimes throughout the year. But so far, the flow chart for influenzas from week 15 through week 40, which is through October 3rd of 2020, shows a drastic drop in confirmed influenza cases worldwide that began in week 16. And
that makes sense when you're having an entire world socially distance and wear masks for the most part. I mean, even though everyone is not compliant, it's still the vast majority. I mean, I even saw just a few days ago at the gym. Now, granted, when I'm at the gym, I would say 99% of the people at the one I attend, we are cleaning equipment, but we're not wearing masks. Now, I do wear gloves, but, you know, no mask. But I saw a few people, say, jogging in a mask, and if that's what they wanted to do, go for it. I'd like to breathe myself.
I just noticed that, of course, you know, I'm into keto, low carb. I eat 50 carbs a day, Monday through Friday, and 150 on Saturday and Sunday. It works very well for my energy, for my body fat, for many things. I looked yesterday on current events. There's something called a Bacon Fest.
Where is that?
It's at Rodizio Grill on Hambledon Place. And just interesting. Obviously, bacon. Most people like bacon. I love the taste of bacon. It's certainly on a keto diet. Not that it's a health food by any means.
And Atkins.
Yep. And so, didn't you have, what was the event locally that we're going to talk about?
Oh, yeah. So the only reason I mention this is, you know, I work in hospice as well, one of my other jobs, and Heartlight Hospice is going to have a booth, you know, educational type booth at the Black Bear Festival in Chatsworth. I've never been before. So it will be today, and so anybody who wants to run down to Chatsworth and look at the Black Bear Festival, I honestly have no idea what I'm going to find. I really don't know, but it sounds interesting.
That makes it exciting. I love things where you don't really know what to expect, don't you?
Yeah, I can tell you what we'll be, you know, telling at the booth, just education, medical education, but you know, the rest of the festival sounds fascinating.
And it should be a gorgeous day.
You know, probably something like Helen does, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and it should be great weather. I love the fall weather we've been having, but it's going to turn hotter later in the week, I hear.
I know. I'm shocked. I thought we were done with that, but obviously one more run. One more. I did read a really great article, and many of you probably have seen ads for using beets and or eating beets to boost nitric oxide. Well, nitric oxide is now several really good studies showing that it helps the recovery from COVID significantly because nitric oxide helps prevent lung damage. Well, it also boosts stamina exercise-wise tremendously, and it inhibits virus replication, which is the other thing. And what I did was, looking into this, I did not realize this. I do a beet supplement that I take morning and night now, especially after reading this article, because I'm huge about nitric oxide. That's what relaxes the arteries to help blood flow and can help your heart health significantly. But I did not realize that exposure to sun will double your nitric oxide. That's pretty interesting because I do really value the value of a modest suntan. It's not just from a point of looking better, in my opinion. I know I feel better when I have a small amount of tan. I go to a really great place out in East Brainerd Road that I use for occasional tanning.
And remember that study we talked about early in the pandemic from the 1918 flu pandemic, where they did the study just taking the sick people out into the sun a brief period of time. The fresh air and sunlight markedly increased survivability.
I forgot about you had mentioned that about a month ago.
It's amazing how well these natural small things can help.
Yeah,
and it doesn't take a lot, just small baby steps of change in your life.
Baby steps, and then you combine it with good wisdom and intelligence from people like yourself and just your own common sense. We really have a toolbox that we can access that I want people to realize that we have a power, self-power of healing if we can just put our foot forward and do that. Dr. Cohn up in Hickson Urology, we'll be interviewing him next week on Vital Health Radio. He has been doing a treatment for erectile dysfunction for about 2.5 years now, and it's a 6-series treatment. A man would come once a week for 6 weeks, and it's called ED Wave, edwave.com. I am I'm hugely invested into this whole theory, but I have had more men talk about that turning the hands of the clock back by 15 or 20 years by doing this.
And wasn't he on the show a year or two ago?
So
there's an archive show they could go listen to whet their appetite for the next
one. They could. That's a good point. It was probably 2 years ago at our old station, which was the old radio station. Mm-hmm. But Dr. Cohn at Hickson Urology, but the website's edwave.com, or listen next week. And I do want to put a plug in for my daughter. I want to say yesterday she was so thrilled at work. And, you know, Katie and I both get up with one of our main purposes in life is hopefully to help other human beings, not only professionally, but also just in our own personal life. I think most people are like that. I know you are, Dr. Green. But, you know, women who cannot get pregnant is extremely frustrating. Now, if there's a medical issue behind that, then, of course, you want to access the very well-trained, intelligent people like yourself and your cohorts that can help people to figure out what to do that can fix perhaps the problem. But most of the time, it's not really a super medical issue. It's just unknown. I mean, they just can't. Well, Katie is huge about speaking on nutrition and the impact it has on all kind of levels of health. But she had three ladies this week, I don't know how it happened, that had been trying to get pregnant for over a year. And because she put them on a certain thing called the Core 4, the omega-3s, the vitamin D, the green drink, and a multivitamin, the right one, all three texted her and said they're pregnant. All three of these women. And they were over the moon because they had tried and tried and tried. You know, a rising tide raises all ships. And if you raise your level of health, many things are going to happen. This isn't like you're going to try to get one goal achieved. It's better all the way across the board. Your skin, your health, your immune system, your energy, your thinking, all of that, if you can embrace nutrition and lifestyle changes. We are destroying our own health. And I want to say she has a Facebook group that's private, but all you have to do is sign up, called Earth Conscious Mama. And she speaks on this constantly about pregnancy and having babies and what to do nutritionally. So Earth Conscious Mama on Facebook. And I know, I mean, we're running out of time quickly, but I want people to know that I did a great podcast on something called berberine and on PEA. And it's on The Holistic Navigator, and I'm not going to go into it. But
and that is not pulseless electrical activity.
It is not. It's a word that I would love to see you tackle, and I'm going to bring it up here before the fourth segment.
I'll just stick with berberine.
I'm going to bring it up. I want, because you did so well on the Mexican food place, that I want to see how you can tackle this one.
Oh, and let me throw out, you know, those grips. You'll have to try them. I think they were called cross grips, but, you know, I'm a huge fan of pull-ups and push-ups. You know that. But these are collapsible, travelable. You know, they fold down to a very small package, grips that can double as push-up bars, and they'll attach to a wide variety of door frames, and you can make a wide variety of different types of pull-ups, hand grip positions. And for those of us who love pull-ups, you really need a huge pull-up apparatus to do what you want, and this way you have grips that you can move around and reconfigure. It's a great idea. I rarely see something new in that, and this was a new thought. And I also met someone who has a they said a local company, I have to learn more, where they make competitors to Peloton and the Mirror. I've thought, you know, I love those bikes, and I like the Mirror, but the Mirror is too expensive. You know, the one on the wall, you can see your trainer. And I think this is a local enterprise, so I'm going to have to learn more about that. I've just barely heard anything about it, but at a more affordable price.
If it is local, let's look into that and have them on this show.
Yeah, it's just
and
a rumor so far, but I'm trying to find
I want to see a photo, of, if you can, during the break, of those grips, because I would love to be able to travel with something like
that. Oh, they're fantastic.
Because chin-ups and push-ups are the king of the both exercises for me, and always have been. Well, believe it or not, it is time to take another break. When we come back, we will be having Dr. Green's Spiritual Moment. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and we always look forward to Dr. Green's Spiritual Moment.
Thank you, Ed. The Spiritual Moment is brought to you again by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you want to learn more, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com, or download their app, which is free for Android or iPhone. Today, we are going to compare the concepts of joy and happiness. In these crazy times, many of us pursue happiness. But is that actually the correct goal? Should we really be pursuing joy? And what's the difference between the two? Let's start by looking at the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles us, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Well, consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Not only is the world right now somewhat insane, but we still face the day-to-day routine stresses of life. Picture a typical weekend for a lot of us. You are sitting in your home office and see that you have bills yet to pay scattered all over your desk. Your work phone keeps ringing and your computer is still receiving emails that demand your attention. You look around your house and see all the chores that you still need to do, and then find a lot of things that need repair that may be costly. Well, we haven't even talked yet about the fact that your spouse and children are calling your name at the same time. And then you dread even going to work the next day. Well, I wonder if any of you have had a day like that. It is really no great surprise that we are more stressed today than we have ever been. In the middle of all this growing stress, financial difficulties, and political rhetoric, not to mention a worldwide pandemic, our culture tells us that the best we can ever do is to keep pushing on and chase that next happy moment. These happy moments are only temporary reprieves from our mounting stress, although they might cause you to forget your stress momentarily. Our culture teaches us that we should love feeling pleasant, that stress is something we should not feel, and that happiness is God's plan for us. However, escaping our stress by chasing happiness can actually be a recipe for even greater stress. Joy, true joy, should be our goal and the pursuit of our hearts. Joy is the internal satisfaction that we feel when we pursue well-being and success even during times of great difficulty. Now, this differs from happiness in that joy can be present even during difficult times. During a time of trial, it is nearly impossible to be happy, as your external circumstances will not allow it. However, it is possible to have joy during these times as you place your internal hope in God, who gives you the ability to grow in strength and character during those difficult times. The Apostle Paul spoke of this briefly in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 10 through 13, when he said that, "I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or want. I can do all this through him who gives me strength." Jesus also reminded us of this in the book of John, chapter 15, verse 11, when he said, "I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete." Russell M. Nelson, who happens to be a retired surgeon, put it very well when he said, "My dear brothers and sisters, the joy we feel has little to do with the circumstances of our lives and everything to do with the focus of our lives." Remember, you are not in control of those circumstances, but you can be in control of your response to them. That is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, my friend. The word joy, having it even in the midst of some dark times, it is very, very possible. And thank you for that inspirational message. I did mention right before, and we only have a minute left, on my podcast, The Holistic Navigator, I interviewed a wonderful expert on two ingredients or two products, one called berberine, which helps balance blood sugar and helps the liver to be healthier. But the other was totally unknown. It's not actually listed on the title, but we spoke about it. It's called PEA. And what it is and why I'm so excited about it is because there's very few things in either my world or in the medical world that can help neuropathy, neuropathy being nerve damage. PEA and studies under PubMed, and I was impressed with the amount of studies that PubMed had on this natural ingredient, showed that in 2 to 4 weeks, it was significant the amount of discomfort decrease that would happen on the use of this very safe product.
You know, see why you didn't want to say it, though. I mean, my Lord, that's a word. Palmitoyl ethanolamide.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
That's probably close.
Lord,
no one,
help us.
No one's going to know the difference anyway.
Yeah, PEA it is. Wow.
PEA it is. P.
You have to learn more about the berberine. I'm usually thinking cinnamon.
Yeah, I'm usually invested in the berberine because of its multiple positive effects. Well, you know what, brother? That already does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that is all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Have a healthy and joyous day. Thank you to all.
Thank
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.